Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagel. A listener recently asked me to look into an ingredient called glucose syrup. This is often used as a sweetener in processed foods such as cookies, candy, and other confections. And she'd read that it's a very concentrated source of sugar that supposedly contains 4 times the amount of sugar and calories per tablespoon as regular table sugar. The implication, of course, that one should avoid foods made with glucose syrup. I tracked this specific claim to an article written by a dietitian for a website called Healthline. Now, this is a site that I consider to be a very reliable source. In general, I have found their nutrition articles to be thorough, accurate, and very well referenced. And sure enough, that statement that glucose syrup contains 4 times the sugar and calories found in regular sugar was footnoted, and it linked to the USDA's Food and Nutrient Database, the gold standard for nutrient data. One footnote linked to the nutritional analysis for light corn syrup, which is another name for glucose syrup. 1 tablespoon contains 17 grams of sugar and 62 calories. The other footnote linked to the nutritional analysis for regular table sugar. 1 tablespoon contains 4 grams of sugar and 16 calories. Case closed. Actually, make that case overturned on appeal, because unfortunately, this second listing was inaccurate. You see, in addition to the tens of thousands of foods that have been analyzed by the USDA to create their amazing food and nutrient database, they also include, as a public service, nutrient information for tens of thousands of additional packaged and processed foods, and they base that on information that's been provided by the manufacturer. And there are frequent errors. In fact, there's a disclaimer right on the page that Healthline cited stating that the info is provided by food brand owners who are responsible for the descriptions, the nutrient data, and the ingredient information. Well, in this case, it was just a simple typo. The manufacturer chose the wrong serving size. The nutrient info that they uploaded, 4 grams of sugar and 16 calories, was for a teaspoon of sugar, not a tablespoon. And for those of you who don't bake or maybe use metric measures, a tablespoon contains 3 teaspoons. So a tablespoon of corn syrup does not contain 4 times as many calories as a tablespoon of sugar. It is actually about a third higher. It contains 17 grams of sugar versus 12 grams. And this is simply due to the fact that sugar crystals aren't as dense as sugar syrup, something that manufacturers adjust for in their recipes. Look, if you're concerned about the sugar or the calorie content of a packaged food, it doesn't really matter how many tablespoons of an ingredient were added to the recipe. What matters is how many grams of sugar end up in each serving of the finished product, something that's disclosed, usually accurately, on the nutrition facts label. Look, mistakes happen, and I sent an email to the dietitian who wrote the article alerting her to the error, and I hope that she and Healthline will be able to correct it. But here's a quick tip for anyone who's using the USDA's database to look up nutrient info. You can filter those listings so that they don't show the manufacturer-provided listings. The USDA data isn't perfect, but it's generally much more complete and more reliable than the manufacturer-supplied data. But I still have one other problem with this article on corn or glucose syrup, because the author goes on to write that, quote, consuming glucose syrup regularly may increase your risk of obesity, high blood sugar, poor dental health, high blood pressure, and heart disease, end quote. And once again, she includes citations. This time, she's linking to articles published in medical journals. But these articles are not about corn syrup per se. They refer to all added sugars. The claim that consuming glucose syrup may lead to health problems, while technically true, is pretty misleading. There's nothing special about glucose syrup that makes it more damaging than regular sugar. When it comes to the negative impacts on our health, whether it's short or long term, it's not the type of sugar that matters, it's the quantity. Now, some of us have come to believe that sugar in any quantity is toxic. But actually, when consumed in moderate amounts, added sugars do not increase the risk of disease. Health authorities recommend limiting your intake of added sugars to about 5% of your total calories, and that's 25 to 30 grams per day. The average American adult, however, takes in 3 to 4 times that much, so there is some room for improvement here. But if you are limiting your added sugars to the recommended amount, it doesn't really matter whether it's white sugar, brown sugar, glucose syrup, or even high fructose corn syrup. For that matter, it doesn't matter whether it's honey, agave nectar, maple syrup, or organic dehydrated cane juice. What counts is the amount, not the source. So to sum up, the article, which suggests that foods made with glucose syrup are higher in sugar and calories and more damaging to your health than foods made with regular sugar, is simply false. The first claim, that glucose syrup contains 4 times as many calories, looks to be an innocent mistake and one that I hope will eventually be corrected. The second claim, that glucose syrup is uniquely damaging to your health, that feels more baseless. There are some things to be aware of when you're trying to eat healthy, but the idea that glucose syrup is worse than sugar isn't one of them. You'll find a transcript of today's show, along with links to all of those different sources that I mentioned, at quickanddirtytips.com, along with the complete Nutrition Diva archives. And if you have a question or a topic that you'd like me to research for a future episode, feel free to drop me a line or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. Before I wrap up, I wanted to let you know that Brock Armstrong and I are offering another free online workshop. This one is on our 3-step method for creating sustainable behavior change. It's going to be on Tuesday, July 7th, and you can sign up for that by going to wayless.life/change. The Nutrition Diva Show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Michelle Margulis, Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back with another show next week.